Workplace news in brief. Junior doctors. Junior doctors, who are set to strike again in October as part of their ongoing contract dispute, have taken the fight to the High Court in the meantime. A group called Justice for Health mounted the legal challenge, accusing Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt of acting outside his powers. The contract is due to be rolled out from next month, with the next strike date set for 5, 6 and the 7th of October, and then October 11th October. Despite a £2.45 billion deficit in the NHS in 2015-16, the government is insisting on imposing a contract that seeks to stretch non-emergency services from 5 days to 7 with no extra funding. The BMA will not accept this, and adequate funding for the new contract is now a major demand. And it is clear that this new contract is not only an attack on junior doctors, but on the NHS as a whole. The Socialist Party calls for coordinated action with other health unions against privatization and cuts to the NHS. The Trade Union Congress should call a national demonstration in support of the doctors, and in defense of the NHS. RITSE strikes back. Members of BECTU, the entertainment union, who work at the RITSE cinema in Brixton, will be striking from midday on the 24th of September. Workers at the cinema have been engaged in a long campaign to win the London living wage of £9.40 an hour. But Picture House Cinemas, who made a £99 million profit in 2015, have rejected the claim and refused to negotiate with the union, rejecting the chance for talks at ACUS. The current minimum rate at the RITSE is £8.80. In 2014, BECTU members fought a long and successful campaign, including 13 strikes, in pursuit of the London living wage as defined by the Living Wage Foundation. Other demands include company sick pay for all plus maternity and paternity pay,